Mini Integrated Task. Situation. You are Melissa Sung. You have interviewed a social worker and you need to write an article about his life and work. You are listening to the interview. As you listen, fill in the note sheet below. Then read the data file and complete the task on the next page. You now have 2 minutes to read the note sheet and the data file. Thank you for taking the time to meet with me, Dr. Mann.
It's my pleasure.
May I start by asking you why you decided to be an addiction and recovery counsellor for drug addicts?
That's a long story, and I guess it begins in my childhood. When I was 9 or 10 years old, I had an uncle who became a drug addict. Because of his addiction, he lost his steady job and wonderful family.
So did this experience make you want to become a counsellor?
I really think so. It was hard for everyone in my family. We could see how the drugs hurt my uncle and his family.
I'm sure it was sad to see how the drugs hurt your uncle and his family.
Thankfully, my uncle has now recovered, but those few years had a great impact on me. I decided to get involved, so at weekends, I volunteered to help teenagers who were in drug recovery programs. That was a great experience, and from then on, I knew I wanted to be a counsellor.
Did you get involved in other activities?
Besides spending my weekends helping teenagers in drug recovery programs, I also worked with a school social worker. I helped her with students who were at risk of taking drugs.
I'm sure that was also a rewarding experience, working with a school social worker and helping students who were at risk of taking drugs.
It really was. So, after I graduated from university, I returned to Hong Kong to work at the New Life Centre.
Can you tell me about your work at the New Life Centre?
My work can be divided into 3 parts. The first step is to help drug addicts regain strength. They have to regain strength before they can move forward.
So first, they have to regain strength.
That's right. Then I help the addicts rebuild trust with their families.
That must be very difficult.
Yes, helping addicts rebuild trust with their families can be difficult because it involves husbands, wives, children, parents, etc.
So everyone in the family has to work together to rebuild trust.
That's right. And once that trust is rebuilt, I help addicts reintegrate into society again. This last part is very important, as many addicts have low self-esteem. And reintegrating into society again helps recovering addicts build their self-esteem.
Thank you, Dr. Mann. That's all very interesting. The last thing now, what advice would you give to young people or drug addicts?
There are two things. One, remember that there are no mistakes, but only lessons in life. It's much easier to blame others or ourselves for our problems. And the second thing is, we all have the power to heal ourselves. Our strength comes from within ourselves.
That's very useful advice, Dr. Mann. Thank you for your time today.